Ouais.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Shanghai to Bangladesh, Waikiki to Portland, Maine, we are the Tastemakers. And a happy Tuesday morning. I'm still getting used to
it. We used to be on Wednesdays, right.
We used to be on Wednesdays, now we're on Tuesdays. Yep. So everybody, happy Tuesday to you. Another bright and sunny day in Southern California, cooling down a little bit. Mark, yesterday it was out by me. It was in the mid-90s, but I swear it felt like it was in the low hundreds.
Well, it's the summer now, you know. Especially here in L.A., it's almost the weather is up, down, cold, warm, fires, earthquakes. It's changing every day.
Yeah. Seems like we were just into May, and all of a sudden now, I mean, it's 100, almost 100 here, 109 in Dubai, 108 in Scottsdale. These are summertime temperatures.
Welcome to summer. They call it global warming, which, you know, I don't know. You know me. My thoughts on global warming is since the Ice Age, since day one, there's been global warming going on. So there's nothing new in regards to global warming.
Did we have a cold, whether it's global warming or global cooling?
Freezing, yeah.
Didn't we have a cold winter this past winter?
Unseasonably cold, where I don't know how many times I had to say bitter cold evenings. Bitter, not just cold evenings, bitter cold evenings.
So does this have to do with global warming too, even though when it's freezing?
Again, you know, since the dawn of time, we in the melting of the glaciers and the dinosaur
man
age.
Crawled from under the rock. Hey, before we get too far into the show, Mark, we have to start off the show with a big shout out to
our sponsor. Of course.
Steamboat Soap Company and Ranch Organics, two of the same companies. Steamboat Soap Company and Ranch Organics from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Steamboat Soap Company. Here's a line they like using regarding their lip cream. Twist it up, roll it on.
Twist it up, roll it on.
Is that a tongue twister? Twist it up.
It is.
Roll it on.
Can't say that two times.
No kidding, right? Steamboat Soap Company was born in 2006 on the farm. Creator Debbie Dygert. I hope I pronounced your name right. I always get it mixed up, I think.
That sounds about right to me.
Founder and creator Debbie Dygert, one of the loves the mountain lifestyle and the fresh air and the lifestyle of the Colorado Hills in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Wow. Sounds
amazing
good.
Amazing natural scents that come with it. So get on out there, Mark, and everybody else listening today, and get yourself some Steamboat Soap Company and Ranch Organics.
Right, and Ranch Organics is available at Anthropology around the country and in London, I believe, right?
Absolutely, and you're right, Mark, in London as well, and they're probably going to be going more global than London soon after the success of the Steamboat.
So right now they are considered an international company. Right?
They're
international company going global. Way to go, ranchorganics.com, steamboatsoapcompany.com. Thanks so much for being our sponsor. If it wasn't for people and brands like you, the Tastemakers wouldn't be available right now.
That's right, Mark. More to come about Steamboat Soap Company later on.
Love it.
First, I want to give some happy birthday shout-outs to some of the
great
celebrity friends we have out there.
Fantastic.
All right. Here's one I think you're going to really enjoy,
Oh,
Mark. Kate Upton.
Oh, gosh. She is stunning.
21 today.
Oh, is that right?
What was the name of that last movie? Well, the only movie she was in with Cameron Diaz.
The girlfriend movie with the three. That was a little bit disappointing.
Some of the parts were funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Kate Upton was smashing.
Yeah, smashing. So 21 today for
her.
So here's one. Celebrating 12 candles in the birthday cake today.
12.
The first daughter, Sasha Obama.
Oh, is that right?
Sasha Obama. 12 today.
Huh.
How about
that? So she was just, like 6 or 5 when...
I guess she was.
Well, I didn't think she was that young when she entered the White House.
And here we go. We're going to give a big shout-out across the pond to Elizabeth Hurley, who is, take a guess, Mark.
I'd say 46.
Well, you're always within two.
Yep.
48 today.
And you know what? I always enjoyed her 15 years ago. She seemed like she was all across the board about 10, 15 years ago. English beauty. I mean, just smashing.
Wasn't she the face of like L'Oreal
I think so, or
Maybelline or
Estee Lauder or one of those, but she's a stunning beauty.
She's got a reality show coming on this year sometime where she's Well, it's a reality show, but she's playing like a Brit coming to the country.
Coming to the U.S.?
It's almost like that stupid show, Let's Marry Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Where the girls are dopes and they don't know, they think they're marrying.
I've been wondering where she's been. I haven't seen her in anything or anywhere for, probably at least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, exactly. 48 today, and so she's got this reality.
48,
yeah,
wow.
So she's got a reality show coming on.
Well, I guess that means probably she's on the next phase of her career. Yeah. She's leaning toward the, is this an American reality show or is it in the U.K.?
It's taking place here. She's supposed to be like, it's a reality show, but this is what I don't understand. She's supposed to be playing a Brit royalty across the country to see about getting recognized.
It's like a kind of like setup type, like you said, I Want to Marry Harry.
Right, okay. Exactly. Gotcha. Faith Evans, 40 today.
40.
She's a hip hopper. Yeah. She used to be, I think, dating Biggie Smalls back in the day, 15 years ago. Let's see, Tara Lipinski.
Tara Lipinski, huh?
I know. Hold on. She's 31 today, but now you can go ahead. Your thoughts on her.
Tara Lipinski?
Yeah.
I got no thoughts on her.
Okay. Yep. Very good. So she is 31 today. Here's when you're going to like celebrating 92 candles on that birthday cake today. Prince Philip.
What? How old? 92?
92.
You know, it's amazing. And I think the queen is like 88.
88. Yeah. Okay. 88. So she's approaching 90.
Boy, these royals, they've got these genes that they just continue to live and live and live. And it's amazing that she's, you know, the queen, for instance, 88, she looks like she could be around for at least another 10 years. Now, Prince Philip, on the other end, he looks every bit of his 92. And he's had those health problems in the last couple of years. So, you know, more power to the royals. And we wish them the best of luck, the best of health, and happy birthday.
Speaking of royals, Mark, do you know who Princess Madeline is?
Madeline.
Because I do not. She's 31 today.
Princess Madeline.
She's a Brit, so she's some kind of duchess
or
whatever out there.
She might be Princess Margaret's, which is the princess's sister, daughter.
That might
be
it.
Yeah, so I think that might
be
it.
And the last one today here is 48 today for Terry Fader.
You saw him
in Vegas, right?
No, I haven't seen him in Vegas, and I'm not going to see him in Vegas, and I'll tell you why. We saw him when he was nobody at Legoland. In a little party, in the little theater.
Yeah.
And when we saw him back in Legoland, I thought,
a puppet master.
You know, he's a ventriloquist. It's interesting. Yeah. It's okay, but no big deal. Then he went on to America's Got Talent.
And which again, is on tonight, by the way.
Yeah. And again, I said the same thing. You know, interesting, but no big deal. Okay. So you're going to do that act on TV. That's one thing. Now, when you take that ventriloquist act and you put it in front of a theater with 4,000 people or 3,000 people, and you're sitting in the rafters. Ventriloquism, if you're up close, I can see. But you're all the way at the back. I can't see what's going on. So he's just sitting there talking with a puppet.
I get it, but I'm going to tell you one thing, Mark. I say all the time, get it if you can get it.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing about this is he a couple notes here. Initially, he hooked up with a fantastic agent manager to get him this gig that pays him, I think, $20 million a year.
Ain't that crazy?
Right. But I was reading something about Terry Fader a few months ago. The agent or manager he got hooked up with just stuck him for millions and millions and millions of dollars. So although he got a great deal, I think Terry Fader was so happy to be
engaged to get a deal,
he made a ridiculous deal with his agents and managers that took, I think, probably about 50%
of his
money. Yeah, and he's just now getting back in line in his finances to a way that he's comfortable. And he hooked up with a couple of girls in the past that he gave lots of money to, and he had a lot of hanger-oners that took a lot of money from him. So he's just finally now, after 5 years, I think, getting on the right financial track, which
is like the Mike Tyson effect.
Yeah, you know, it's different. You don't really see something like this with non-African Americans that are involved in rap and in boxing and things. You don't see these with this type of Caucasian, I guess, or white entertainers, where they get engulfed into this type of corruption.
I agree. And as bad as this sounds and as terrible as it is, I got to say, $10 million, even if you got 50% of the $20 million, $10 million is a hell of a lot better than $1
million. Yeah, but I think that he had a lot of other powers, ex-wives and kids, and all. He had a lot of leeches that came out to get just hook into him.
Speaking of ex-wives and alimony and back pay and all that stuff and child support, I don't know if you heard this today, but Halle Berry was ordered today to start paying her ex-husband $16,000 a month for child support.
Yeah, and then something like a bulk payment of $150,000 or something for past.
I love hearing that, because most of the time the guys always get hit with those crazy fees. So if a guy out there like Bethany's ex-husband, when they get along, they get out making, you know, 10, 15.
I got no problem with it.
Yeah, so big shout out to them.
The pendulum has to swing swing both ways.
Yeah. And it very seldomly swings towards the males.
Yeah, because very seldomly the male's not making as much.
I get that.
It absolutely makes complete sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it goes for the guys, they've got to pay 50% away. You know, I just read yesterday that Jamie McCourt, the wife of Frank McCrook. The former owner of the Dodgers, his wife just sold her $45 million Bel Air estate. And you've got to wonder, well, how does she even have a $45 million estate? Because when she got married, or divorced from Frank McCrook, she got like $400 million in the divorce settlement. So
she bought this house with those funds?
No, that house in the divorce settlement as well. That house was purchased for $12 million, I think, 5 years ago. So she made quite the profit off of it. But here's an ex-wife. You know, she sunk her claws into Frank McCrook. And that's fine, too, because he was just that, a crook.
Yeah.
You know, Los Angelinos here don't have a big love for Frank McCrook because he came into the Dodgers, he got what he could, he screwed everybody over, and he got out and made a fortune
terrible.
Off of it.
Yeah. Terrible.
So the fact that he had to give a big chunk of his estate his holdings to her, more power to her.
Right on.
And, you know, but here on another note, divorce and child support and so forth, Ludacris. Now, we all know Ludacris. He's got some new show coming on ABC called it's a new voice competition.
Yeah.
Now, please, he
Is
says
that
last
his show?
Year. He's one, the, he's one of the judges or something on there. There's three of them. There's him. Who's that guy that we met at the Barbara Streisand event, the singer, Josh Groban.
Josh Groban.
He's one of them. But anyhow, he's claiming last year he only made $45,000, so he can't do any child support to his kids.
No way.
Yeah, that's what's outrageous.
He had to be filming, or he just got done filming The Fast and the Furious. So whichever one he was just in, he's getting paid millions for that. So if he wasn't – the year before, he was probably filming that. But last year, he started filming he had to start filming The Fast and Furious 8 or 9 or whatever. So.
Well, and you know, he's got the cognac, he's got his music, he's got movies, TVs, he's got everything
that's
for
terrible.
Him to say that. Yeah, because he doesn't want to pay, he apparently didn't want to, he wanted to get out of the
you
child
pay, you
support.
Pay. You guys got to owe up to it, man. You just got to pay.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So I hear that, and I was really upset because, I mean, you know, we met him a few years ago when we hosted our gifting suite in
MTV.
Vegas at the Venetian in Vegas, poolside. I met him in at the urinal. He came in with his bodyguard who was
Goomba.
He was doing number two and
a Goomba.
I was at urinal
number
Mark,
one. We needed to know that
he was at urinal number two and a short little guy, but wasn't the most friendly guy. So you know, I don't know what to say about this guy, but you got it. Like you said, you pay, you play, you got to pay.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know, Mark, this is the portion of the show where we start off giving shout outs and thank yous to a lot of our clients. But before we get going, Mark, I want to start off.
Are we done with the birthdays?
Yeah, we're done with the birthdays.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's a lot, sometimes there's not. But in any event, a quick shout out to Whitney Rose Harris, my daughter, who just over the weekend. Finally, it just seems like it's been a long trek, but graduated from high school. So
good for her.
Congratulations, Whitney Rose Harris. She's under the next phase in her life, and we love you.
Yeah, and now, as long as we're talking about that, my son, Blake Hohert Harris, the first, graduates from high school tomorrow.
The first.
Yeah. So it's a big day for him tomorrow. He's graduating, starting the next life, his next phase. Both of our kids go moving on to the next phase in their life, college. So we
Congrats.
Wish them both the best.
Yeah.
And it's been a wonderful 18 years for the both of them. So
it sure has. It's very sad. I know Whitney went to a party on Saturday night. She went to a party last night. Didn't get home till 1. And it seems like every time these parties are continuing, it's getting sadder and sadder because half of her friends are going. One of her friends is going to Australia. Then I think four or five of her friends are going elsewhere for college. So
leaving out of state.
It's
going
sad,
out of state,
but hey, it's a part of life, right?
Yeah, you know, you have to move on and meet new friends because, again, Blake's half his buddies are moving on too. He's got one of them going to Harvard, which is pretty cool, and another one going to Pittsburgh and Utah.
Well, it's all part
They're
of life.
They're going all over the place. Yeah,
all part of life. Meeting new people.
Meeting new people and starting that new phase in life.
Congratulations.
Boy. Now you're an adult.
Blake and Whitney.
Yeah.
That's right on.
Major achievement there.
All right, Mark. So what do we got on the table as far as some shout-outs?
We've got an event. One of our gifting that it just took place today. It's for the Beat Bobby Flay second season. It's on the Food Network, and it's called Beat Bobby Flay. Now, we were lucky enough to be asked back for the second year in a row for
Gotta
the second
that,
season.
Gotta love that, Mark. Gotta love it.
To produce the official celebrity gift bags for the show Beat Bobby Flay. Now, everybody loves Bobby Flay. Nobody could say a bad thing about Bobby Flay. Now, not only in addition to Bobby Flay, this gifting is going to be going to Rachel Ray, Wolfgang Puck, Martha Stewart, Giada De Laurentiis, all the major players on all the Food Network shows. So this is going to be taking place throughout the summer. I guess there's about 6 or 8 episode run on this thing, and
yeah.
The gift bags are being delivered.
A little more than that. It might be 12 week segment.
The gift bags are being delivered today, and we have a ton of brands involved in this thing, and we just don't have the time on our 1 hour or 50 minute show.
We've been separating, adding, or mentioning the last couple weeks different names, so everybody is going to get mentioned.
Yep. So I want to put a big shout out again to Darcy's Delights, because she came on board at the last minute. We've had great dialogue with her in the last couple weeks, and she's got a great brand. It's called Darcy's Delights.com. So I encourage everybody to go to check this thing out. It's a great food component. It's got breads, baked goods, and everything. And they're based in the New York area. So
perfect fit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the name, and it looks good as well. And I'm sure it tastes just as good as it looks.
I'm sure it does. And I can't wait to get my loaf of Darcy's Delights.
I hope Darcy's listening today. Did she send us a sample, Mark? Do you know?
I'm not sure if she did or not.
Well, Darcy, if you are listening, hopefully we did send you our address, and you could send us a couple samples, because we sure would love to try it out.
And here's one of the big things about business and going to events and so forth. It's networking. Networking is key in today's global evolution of business. And this is something the Harris brothers do on a regular basis. When we were in Vancouver a couple of weeks ago for Rally for Kids with Cancer, one of our things we do is networking. We met a great new tequila brand called Tequila Celestial. Now, this is TequilaCelestial.com. It's a new tequila brand, and it's in the crowded tequila market. Everybody's got tequila coming out, right, man?
It's the hip drink now, and it's very good. It's a cool-looking bottle, and we tasted it. In fact, they were mixing when we were up there. It was I forgot the name of
the name of this drink.
It was gin, champagne, and tequila.
Yeah.
Normally, I would stay away from that that combination, that concoction, but we met one of the sales managers, Bruce McGillen, and he was there when the drinks were being passed around. He highly recommended. We tasted it, and I got to say,
yep.
It was really refreshing.
As a matter of fact, when we leave for the office today, I think we're going to, when we leave the Raiders, so we're going to the office, I think we might have our bottle of Tequila Celestial.
Actually, I think he was bringing it when he comes down in a couple weeks.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to try one of those concoctions. But thanks, Bruce, and thanks to Tequila Celestial for being part of the Bobby Flay gifting. I also want to put a big shout out to Hatchery. Now, Hatchery.com is a great, it's a monthly service. I guess they mail you a pack of spices and
sauces.
Right. And in a beautiful red presentation box, which is just...
Presentation is key.
It is.
Always is key in our business.
So Hatchery was with us, and the Food Network, the New York City Food and Wine Festival last year in New York, they were with us there. They were also with us in a...
they're going to be participating in your upcoming Emmy event.
Right, correct. So thanks to Hatchery.com and Slawsa, SLAWSA.com. They came on board in the last couple of weeks for this Bobby Flay event. And what it is, if you top it with slaw or eat it with slaw, you have to have you will love Slawsa. It's a coleslaw condiment.
I love
it. It's a great packaging. Again, it comes in a real neat jar, and it's flavored, different flavors, gourmet coleslaw. Slawsa condiment. So those are our shout-outs for our Beat Bobby Flay official gift bag that went out today. Thanks, folks, for participating. We appreciate it. And we look forward to having you in future events. Hatchery in our Emmy event, Tequila Celestial in our BET Experience official gift suite taking place in downtown Los Angeles in 2 weeks. And Darcy's Delights, we are still talking with you to see about coming on board with another Wild Creations event.
Possibly gifting suite where you could be on site for the meet and greet.
Yeah, so thank you, brands, for participating. We greatly appreciate that.
Seeing we are giving shout-outs to the Bobby Flay event, also, Mark, we have to do a shout-out for our sponsor, who is also included in the Bobby Flay giveaway. So, again, a big shout-out to Ranch Organics and the Steamboat Soap Company from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. The snow has finally melted, Mark. That's right. It has finally melted.
Summer.
And the warmth of the sun is coming out. And I bet as we speak right now, Debbie is in the barn producing her wonderful, luxurious creams.
I love these brands that are hometown spun, and they're grassroots based, and they do things in the home, the barn. They put their heart and soul in it. We've got another brand we're talking about right now. We hope to have them on board. I don't know if Lori's listening. Lori, we hope you're listening and enjoying the show today, and you're out there in your own barn.
Yeah, up there in Canada, right?
Eco-friendly stuff, yep.
In British Columbia, beautiful British Columbia, where we just wore. So Laura Kelly.
Yeah. And so we put a big shout out to you, and hope that things things are working well with you, and you're out there, you're in the bathtub, and you're
eco-friendly
cooking
stuff, very popular, getting larger on a global basis as well. So,
and we hope to talk to you real soon and have you involved in your first of many Wow Creations gifting events.
Right, she is in discussion with one or more events, right, Mark?
Yeah, it's timing. A lot of things is timing. You got to work this and do that and everything, but hopefully you'll come on board, and in next week's show or the week after, we're going to be able to do a good piece on you and do a big shout out for you. So, Lori, thanks for listening. Pass the word. Tell two friends and have them tell two friends.
Get you involved. Let's switch the show over to the sports section of the show. We don't always touch base on sports, but over the last couple of days, whether it be for the horse race, the thoroughbreds, the LA Kings or the Miami Heat, lots going on in the sports world. And let's start off by the Triple Crown.
Okay, let's start off with the Triple Crown, because we were at
Santa Anita.
Well, we might do a big shout out to Santa Anita first. Santa Anita is the most beautiful racing park in the country. There's no doubt about it. It's been around since the 1930s, and it is magnificent architecture, a view overlooking the San Gabriel Mountains.
Fantastic.
And it's the best way to see
a horse race.
Yeah. SantaAnita.com. We thank Santa Anita Publicity Department for providing the tastemakers the opportunity
and wives
to attend the Triple Crown race last Saturday.
Well, the Triple Crown was taking place in Belmont, New York, of course, but we were attending Santa Anita to watch on the large screen as well as catching some of the other races.
Yeah, so we were allowed to visit the clubhouse box seats.
Fantastic.
Which was a great way to watch a game or a race over there at Santa Anita, and we enjoyed it. I couldn't ask for better weather. I mean, it was a Chamber of Commerce day. The weather was perfect. The crowds were robust. I mean, I haven't seen so many people at Santa Anita before for quite some time.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a big race, even though it was only, it was taking place in Belmont. There were still people coming out to make their bets, and breeze blowing, and the stands were crowded.
We put our money down on California Chrome, and folks, I apologize for the last month or so. I've been saying it was going to be California Chrome winning the Triple Crown, and well, we just didn't quite make it. We've tied for fourth. But now there's this big debate that should there be some changes in the system? Excuse me. In regards to the horses that run, that in this, if you're running in the Triple Crown race, you need to run in all the races. You can't just come off the side track there, a fresh horse rested, and compete.
Well, how does that work? How do you compete? I mean, how does that whole system work? Do you know?
If you get your horse, I don't know how you get their horse in, but it's the same.
Because wouldn't everybody want to compete for running in the Preakness or the Belmont?
No. When you start in the Kentucky Derby, naturally that's your goal, to win the Triple Crown. But if you didn't compete in the Kentucky Derby, you're still allowed to compete.
So you're
in the other
basically
two.
Saying that every horse that races in the Kentucky Derby should race in Preakness and Belmont.
Well, that's what they're saying. What they're saying is there should be change to be made that if you don't race in the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, you shouldn't be allowed to race in the.
So that being said, if they want it their way, every horse running the Kentucky Derby would be running in Preakness and Belmont.
If they choose to. They don't have to, but if they choose to, yeah. Hmm. This way, everybody has the equal chance. If you've got a fresh horse that hasn't raced in the other two, the chances are that you're probably going to win the Belmont because you're fresh.
What? Are you telling me that the horse that won the other day hasn't run in a month?
That's correct. He didn't run in the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby.
Right. But didn't he race at Santa Anita or another racetrack days before?
No.
Really?
He's totally rested. Rested.
How many days?
I don't know.
I mean, but California Chrome hasn't raced in 3 weeks.
That's correct.
So these.
But see, with horses, you need extensive rest for these races. It's a different breed of horse that ran today that are being bred.
I have to look into that.
Well, there's nothing to look into. That's what it is. That's the issue here.
I mean, it just seems
these
like
are all fresh horses.
It just seems like it would be very boring, though, if the same horses that ran in the Kentucky Derby ran in the Preakness and ran in the Belmont. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, it absolutely makes sense.
The last four years
in a row, the horse that won the Belmont has been a fresh horse that hasn't raced in the Preakness or the Derby and has been fully rested.
Right, but the horse that runs in the Kentucky Derby, that's 50-1 odds, that's probably still running. The chances are he's going to be 50-1 odds for Preakness and 50-1 odds for the Belmont.
No, you never know that.
You got to mix it up.
No, well, you do. But the last couple of years, we remember the winners at the Kentucky Derby have been 30-1 or 40-1 odds. So the odds really have nothing to do with it.
Got to mix it up.
I'm not saying I agree, but this is what people are saying right now.
How about them L.A. Kings? I tell you, I am not a
hockey
fan.
When did we go today? We were at the media day.
That's right. I am not a hockey fan whatsoever. However, when the Kings get, or the Mighty Ducks, or just the Ducks, get into the Stanley Cup, or the playoffs, it's a different thing. But when they get into the Stanley Cup, it's unbelievable.
The Ducks? How did the Ducks come into this playoff?
Well,
we're talking about the Kings.
Right. I don't watch hockey at all. But with the Ducks or if the Kings get in to the finals, I watch because they're local teams. But I called it last week. I said it's going to be a sweep, and it looks like it's going to be 4 games.
Well, they're a much more superior team than the Rangers. They haven't been in a playoff in over 2 decades.
Yeah, but
Kings are all fresh. They know how to win when you get
to the... They're not fresh, Mark, because they went 7 games in every of their series. In fact, the first series against the San Jose...
What I mean is they're experienced in the playoffs, in finals, whereas the Rangers haven't been in 20 years.
Yeah, but the thing that's amazing and unbelievable, actually, not only have they gone 7 games for every one of their series, the last 2 went overtimes, but the most unbelievable thing is the first series against the San Jose Sharks, they were down 1-3 or 3-2, and they came back and won 4 straight. It's kind of like when the Boston Red Sox came back and won the World Series years back, and they were down to their last strike, beat the Yankees, came back and won the whole series. But they were down 3-0 against San Jose Sharks, came back, won that, then went on to the next series, went into 7 games, overtime, on the road, won, and then the third series, the same thing, against the Blackhawks, 7 games, on the road, overtime, and won. So this team has got to be tired, but they're just resilient.
Yep.
Just can't stop.
Yep. But, one more game, and that's all we need tomorrow in New York.
I'd like to see them sweep, but I'd like to see one more game here. When I'm driving this morning listening to my sports radio, a guy called in. He says, hey, I'm a huge Kings fan, been forever. I've got tickets to Game 5 on Friday.
Oh, that's this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday. I've got tickets to Game 5, and I want to go. However, that being said, I want him to just close it out tomorrow.
Yep, get it over with. Just get it over with, play it safe, bring it home. We'll go to the parade.
Boy, they had their shot, their Rangers, on the first game and the second game, going up 2-0 in the first quarter or first period, 2 times. So, a big shout-out to the Kings. And if they do win tomorrow, I would assume they're going to have the parade probably on Friday, downtown L.A.
This Friday?
Either Friday or Saturday. They get those
They
knock those things out pretty quick for some.
You know, if that's the case, just make it Saturday then, because this way a lot more people could attend, and you're not going to have those traffic issues because, you know, we've got, I don't know how many people work downtown Los Angeles.
Millions.
So make it Saturday then.
Yeah. So
seems like it's a no-brainer.
Big shout out to the Kings. Sorry to California Chrome and
To California Chrome because the owner, the Wilford Brimley lookalike. Did you see him afterwards?
Loser.
Yeah, but he did apologize. He apologized on Sunday to the world and realized that he made the wrong statement at the wrong time. He was just upset. So,
speaking of the world, here we go back to sports. World Cup starts Thursday. Mm. Soccer, just like hockey with me, could care less about it. But when it comes down to the World Cup every 4 years, not like the Super Bowl or the World Series that's every year or the Olympics that's every 2 years, World Cup every 4 years. Down in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil is the heavily favored team. Of course, my money is on USA. Their odds are not that good.
Boy, I was just reading over the weekend about Rio de Janeiro, how it's going to be the home of the $25 cheeseburger now. They are taking advantage
of the
tourists.
Because
of all the tourists coming into town.
Getting,
$25 cheeseburgers. I mean, they've inflated the price for everything to a point which is just absolutely incredible. You don't have to sting the tourists.
That's called capitalism, buddy.
Yeah, but you just don't have to dig it into the tourists from around the world.
Back in 1984, Mark, when I attended the Olympics here in Los Angeles 30 years ago, parking was $100. So
parking was $100. Where was this at?
Right across the street from the Coliseum. $100 for parking. That was 30 years ago.
Well, I sure don't remember that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how much was the parking when we had the World Cup here just, when did we have it here again? 10 years ago?
World Cup?
Yeah.
20 years ago. It was 94.
Okay. So what was parking then? $200?
I don't know. I'm not comparing the
World
Cup.
I think you're mixed up, pal.
No, I'm not comparing. I'm talking about the Olympics. And
yeah,
that was 30 years ago, $100. So it just goes to show you, when there's an opportunity to squeeze, they just squeeze, just like when you go to the World Series. You know, they add the ticket
prices. Well, squeezing is one thing, sure, of course. Everybody wants to squeeze.
$25 burger isn't that crazy. We were just in Vancouver.
For real?
Mark, we were just in Vancouver 2 weeks ago. I think we paid $15 for a burger.
15.
Yeah, with peanut butter and jelly burger.
So
$10 more in Rio de Janeiro during the World Cup isn't crazy to me. Throw $50 on there, then that's lunacy. But $25? You know, heck, what, the hot dogs are almost $10 at Dodger Stadium now, aren't they?
Oh,
they
boy.
Got that new one. What's that one that got there?
The Brooklyn dog, I think, no, we got. Yeah, I didn't like that.
The one they had last season, the, it had that interesting name, Doyer dog. Wasn't that like $8 or $10? Do you remember that one?
It could be, yeah. Could
and
be.
Then now they have it. I'm sure if it's at Dodger Stadium, if it's in Arizona, if it's in San Diego, they get a $25 corn dog.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. I heard about that.
All right, so.
No, that's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, I mean, that really is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that people are paying for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, when sporting events come around, whether it be the World Series, the NBA Finals, or whatever, people have no problem spending a little bit more. It's amazing. I think the cheapest ticket for a Kings game during the finals is $500, and that's in the rafters, correct?
Yeah. And that's for the Kings. The Rangers are higher.
Yeah, you see these little kids up in the front row. I've noticed, and I'm thinking, boy, if the $500 ticket's way up there, how much is the ticket down here? Mm-hmm. And the father or the parents are paying, you know, $1,000 or whatever for this ticket, or $2,000.
Yeah.
And for the four of them, food and parking, it's $8,000 to attend a game.
Isn't it?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Whatchamacallit.
Even for a tastemaker, that's crazy.
Even for tastemakers usually don't pay, Mark. You know that.
Oh, that's right. We like our
Last week they were showing tickets going on sale at the Staples Center, and there was a fan that actually flew out here from New York to get a ticket. He said it was cheaper for him to fly out here to buy a ticket, stay in town for a day or two, than buy a ticket in New York.
Wow.
So
where did he buy? You talking about he bought a ticket at the Staples Center? Or?
Yeah.
Where did he get the ticket?
Well, they showed him at Staples Center. I would assume he's buying, but he was basically saying it was cheaper for him to fly out to LA for a couple of days, buy a ticket, and see the Rangers play here, than buy a ticket at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, to see a ticket to see a game in New York?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now that's unbelievable.
What's unbelievable? So what they had? I didn't even know they were. You could still get a ticket at Staples Center.
This was last week, right when they went on sale.
Yeah, still. I thought everything is gobbled up by the brokers.
And supposedly they were saying last week that when the ticket box office opened up, there was light crowds.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How do you get tickets for these events? I don't even know. We went to the World Series when the Dodgers were last in there back in '88, I think, right?
Yeah.
And,
$45.
$45, and I remember my friend Rico Nasi. He's the one that got us the tickets. I don't even know how he got the tickets. I think he just bought them off of somebody.
Well, back then, I don't think it was like it is today. I think you just go to the ticket booth and you just get it. You know, now things are magnified and they're extreme, and it's, you know, 25, 35 years later, or what is it? 30?
It's tough to get tickets 25. To any events, and plus the cost of everything nowadays is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, but you know that one, what is that? Is that ticket stub, or is it one ticket
StubHub.
Agency says that nothing is ever sold out, and that's
StubHub,
true.
Probably.
Yeah, nothing is ever sold out, because there are always things available. If your pocketbook will allow, and if your financial situation will allow, tickets are always available.
Yep, that's it. Hey, so we attended the first day of the San Diego Polo Club 2 weeks ago down there in San Diego, which was a fantastic trip. Had a great time, and we thank our folks, our friends over there at the San Diego Polo Club. They are very generous in making an offer to our listeners. So the offer is they want to give away a VIP
table.
Is it 8 or 10?
I think it's 10. You know, that's a good question we should look into, but usually tables that size we attended the other day, they're usually 10 people.
Okay, so it's at least a VIP table to attend the June 22nd polo match, and I don't know what the polo clubs are that are playing in that particular day, so we'll have to get that information for everybody
later. Down there in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Rancho Santa Fe.
Rancho Santa Fe.
Yeah, Rancho Santa Margarita is here in Orange County by Irvine. But we are going to be giving out a VIP table for at least 8. It might be 10.
So, I think it is 10.
Okay, VIP table for 10 at the June 22nd San Diego.
So how do we want to do this market contest? We're going to do it by way of rather than calling you and sending
us an
email.
Yeah, I think what we'll do is anybody who's interested, we're going to ask you to send us an email.
Maybe the 15th email?
We'll print them, we'll put all the email addresses in a hat, and we'll shake it up, and then we'll pick a winner who's going to get the table of 10 for the...
If you've never been to a polo match, they're absolutely fantastic. Very close to, like, it's the same kind of vibe and atmosphere like if you attend a big horse race. Just very, very cool.
Socializing, networking, socializing, champagne.
And it's an outdoor event, so if
eating,
the weather is
drinking.
Right, it's just, and if you've never been, you've got to go. So contact us and see about getting that table. Bring your friends, like Mark said, up to
answer,
10 people.
Send an email to wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. And again, we'll take all these, I guess you have up to Friday of this week to send the email, then we'll draw it on
Monday.
You want
to give them a week?
Till next Tuesday? Or yeah. Till, well, we got, well, we guess we could draw it next Tuesday. Yeah. Okay, so you've got till next Tuesday morning, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll take all the entries, we'll put them in a hat, we'll pull it, and then maybe we'll even pull it next Tuesday during the show. We'll see. Depends what our agenda or what our schedule is for next show. But if you're interested in, again, the polo
and
matches.
And you should be interested because it's fun stuff. Only thing is, it's a two-hour drive from L.A., though.
Right. So, but we may have listeners down there in the San Diego area.
We are global.
Del Mar. So, I mean, if you're listening to us in London and you're interested, go ahead. Enter the contest. Why not?
So get on the website, too. It's, I believe it's sandiegopoloclub.com.
It is, yes. No, it's sandiegopolo.com.
Okay.
So www.sandiegopolo.com. And if you're interested in entering the contest, send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Hope I pronounced your name correctly. A big shout out to Lindsay Cronair, I believe, who's the public relations or marketing director down there, who invited the Tastemakers to attend. And we will be down in a couple weeks. So, Lindsay, thank you very much for that opportunity. We thoroughly enjoyed the last match and look forward to the upcoming
one,
as
June
well.
June 22nd.
June 22nd. Are they playing on Father's Day? I mean, I've got plans. I'm sure you do, too.
There might be. I'm not sure.
That would be a good, thing to take the dad out there for.
Yeah.
A lot of tailgaters out there, too. We met a gentleman by the name of Wes,
right,
who was out there. He had a big old tent. He had the American flag flashing.
I like the whole tailgate thing. Yeah. I think that's pretty cool. You know, not only tailgating for a Trojan game, but tailgate at a polo match, which is great because you could pull right up to the edge of the field. Back it in there, bring your chairs, bring your food, bring your champagne, bring your binoculars, and sit out there for 3 or 4 hours. Take advantage of the play, the networking, the socializing, the beautiful outdoors, the people, the fashion. I mean, and it's pretty cheap, too. I mean, it's $15, I think, for the tailgate.
And then it's stomping of the divots.
You got to do the stomping of the divots.
So that allows the tailgaters to get out there and intermingle with all the VIPs
all
and
the
invited
big shots.
Guests and so forth. So
riffraff. Yeah. Not the riffraff. The riffraff with the VIPs.
Yeah. So that's kind of neat, too. So
June 22nd.
June 22nd.
We'll send us an email. We will make a drawing, and we will make the announcement of who wins next week.
And tell your friends. Get out there.
Tell two other friends. Go to sandiegopolo.com. It's the great place to see polo.
Thanks again, guys, and we look forward to visiting again on the 22nd.
Hey, who's our sponsor in this show, by the way?
Oh, by the way, Mark.
Shout out for these guys.
Steamboat
right?
Soap Company.
Wow.
Yeah, Steamboat Soap Company. They offer clients a chance to take a piece of Steamboat home with them right to their bathtubs. I like that. Right to their bathtubs. Lip cream, Mark. That's one of their top selling things, lip cream.
I love lip cream. And I need lip stuff on my lip all the time.
I know you do. And it comes in 4 scents. Check out these scents. Mountain mint. Say it.
Mountain mint.
Orange spice.
Orange spice.
Boy, I can't even read this. Here we go. Mountain mint, orange spice, and coconut.
Tasty.
And maple. That's an interesting scent for your lip cream, right?
Yeah.
Maple?
Well, thanks so much, RanchOrganics.com and SteamboatSoapCompany.com for sponsoring our show. Thanks so much. Hey, I want to do a big congratulations, and then we'll put our comments and 2 cents on this thing, to our new Miss USA 2014, Nia Sanchez. Now, if you didn't watch the new three-hour format on Sunday night, I don't blame you. 3 hours is way too long to watch a beauty pageant. It is it's a beauty pageant. We don't need to see interviews with the friends,
the family.
We know these girls did a lot. Basically, folks, they paid their money to be there. These beauty pageants are that. You pay to participate, okay? And, they're there. A beauty pageant is no longer than a two-hour show. To change it to 3 hours is outrageous, in my opinion. But on that note,
too much fluff. Too much stuff going on. Too much fluff.
Right. So we congratulate Nia Sanchez. And the reason this is a special
meaning
to the two of us is because Nia Sanchez is Miss Nevada 2014. The Harris brothers judged the Miss Nevada USA pageant in Las Vegas in January. And ladies and gentlemen, we chose Nia Sanchez as
the most beautiful
woman in Nevada. She went on to win the Miss Nevada USA pageant. And because of that, she was entered into the Miss USA pageant on Sunday from Baton Rouge. Rouge.
Baton.
And she was chosen as Miss USA 2014. So we do a big congratulations and shout out to Nita Sanchez. It was a pleasure meeting you in Las Vegas in January. And boy, what fun. And Matt and I are going to be taking advantage of these bragging rights because we know how to pick the beauties, folks. We can pick them.
Who else was in the top 10, Mark? Wasn't
Miss California made it to the top 10,
Miss California.
Who visited our gifting suite last
year.
Was
Miss Illinois in the top 20?
No, Miss Illinois did not make it to the top 20.
All right, so we picked two of the 10.
Yeah, which is great.
Okay.
And then we picked Miss USA.
Okay.
So go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/WOW Creations, or our Twitter page at twitter.com/WOW Hollywood, because we've got all sorts of neat information and photos with us with Nia Sanchez, Miss USA 2014.
That's a nice picture, too.
Yeah, it's a great picture, and it's great to know that we
were associated with that. I couldn't believe that she won, but at the same time, I am.
We know how to pick the beauties.
Yeah. But very exciting. You know, the Miss Nevada pageant is very small. Out of all the ones that we do,
yeah, there's like 40 women.
Yeah,
think,
very
right?
small. Even the venue, it's at UNLV, not at Thomas Mack Center. It's at a small little venue on campus, but very, very small to the other ones we do. And just very excited that we had we did our part to make it happen. So,
yeah,
Nia Sanchez going on to the Miss Universe pageant. Where is that going to be taking place?
Which pageant, Tom?
Miss Universe.
Oh, I don't know. Miss Universe was just in Russia a few months ago, so they didn't make that announcement.
Okay, so it's not happening later this year? I thought
it might be, yeah. Actually, it was the December. So, they don't make the announcement where it's at until very late. They didn't really announce in Moscow until later, so we don't know where Miss Universe is going to be. Depends where Donald Trump can get the best deal.
But it will be this year, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be in 2014.
It'll be late, November, yeah. December.
November, December.
Yeah.
I thought it was always usually late part of
They're
summer.
Always moving it around.
I see.
Yeah, when we were in Vietnam, it was in July or
wow.
June. Yeah, it was July.
Yeah. I always thought it was like the later part of...
No, it was in July, so...
Later part of summer.
But then again, it was. They're moving it around. It always, where they can get the best deal, where they can get the best sponsorship package, where they can get the most for free. So, more power to them.
Yeah,
but we won't worry about that till later this year. But our friends at Miss USA, you can't have a three-hour show. You know, like I was telling my wife as I'm watching it the other night.
Nicole Burke. That's our contact over there, Mark. Did you send her an email?
No, I was going to. But, you know, I have been watching the pageants since 75, and we were attached to the pageants by way of our sponsorship deals and by way of our judging. And I personally was barely able to watch this show for 3 hours.
I couldn't get past the first 30 minutes. You know, so, Tony Awards were running up against with it, and, you know, with TV, you could watch one, watch the other one later. But
yeah, then you had the Kardashian season premiere, so there's a lot of stuff going on.
Which was a stink bomb, by the way.
So, but what I'm getting at is, I've got that connection to the show, and yet I was barely able to watch it. So I'm thinking, who's going to make it through 3 hours of this? The viewers have got to be dropping left and right. You want to watch a beauty pageant, best of luck to the family and friends, but we don't want to see interviews with family and friends. And they made it into a crying match. Now, all these people that had their sad sob stories that got them there, why they're there, you know, more power to them, but it is a beauty pageant. We want to see the gowns. We want to see the celebrity judges. We want to see the swimsuits. And we want to see the questions.
Hey, Mark, I'm trying out one of these Prime Energy Chews by Gatorade. Have you had one?
I have not.
You know,
I
hate to change the subject, but I just need one of these. I need a little pep up. I know recently one of our clients was e-boost. Still
e-boost.
Trying to figure that out, how it's not working with me. E-boost,
well,
espressos.
I have an espresso. I think I'm so pumped up with the energy stuff.
Did you want to try one of these?
Sure.
It's an energy chew.
They don't
Gatorade.
Do any good for me, whether it be a Monster energy drink, whether it be an e-boost, whether it be a cappuccino, an espresso, a double shot of caffeine at Starbucks, Coca-Cola, a candy bar. It's not doing what I'd like it to do.
Boy, I sure do like this color of this.
What do you have, one, or what are you supposed to do?
Just one.
Just one. Okay.
It's an energy chew.
Mm.
I saw these on a Gatorade commercial.
Mm, it tastes good.
Yeah. So let's see how wired it's going to get me. The e-boost, I'm not really happy with the e-boost. That's supposed to be the big thing now, too, right? The powdered energy drink.
Right. It was tasty.
Let's see if it's going to get you wired. And this is good because you don't need to worry about, you know, pulling into a Starbucks or getting an ice-cold Monster, Red Bull.
Or a hot espresso in the summer afternoon.
Let's keep this in your glove compartment, your briefcase. Excuse me if I'm chewing, but it's Prime Energy Chew, and it's cool blue. That is cool.
Let me look at that box on that thing again. You can buy these anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like energy bars and the
Prime Energy Chew is cool blue.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. Hey, the time is running close to the end here, so
already?
I wanted to make sure that everybody was near their television sets tonight at 8 p.m.
Mm-mm.
And if you are near your television sets tonight at 8 p.m., please, folks, listeners, watchers around the globe, A&E is running the Harris Brothers on Storage Wars tonight. It's an 8 p.m. episode.
Eastern Standard Time.
Family entertainment. 8 p.m. around the country. It's going to be 8 o'clock here on the West Coast. It's going to be 8 o'clock on the East Coast.
It's the Oysters on the Half Shell episode, Mark. Is that our first one?
No. The first one is the Kook, and whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a great episode tonight.
They're all great, Mark.
Entertainment at its finest. Bring the kids in. Bring the dog in. Get the popcorn. Sit down. Put it up and just have a lot of fun. Wholesome family entertainment, folks.
And I think our episode is followed by the new weekly episode of Storage Wars.
Oh, that's right. I think the new season started last week.
Yeah.
The new second half of the season started last week. So make sure you keep watching it. But don't miss out on the 8 o'clock episode.
Right, yeah. But like I said, I think it precedes the new episode.
Okay.
A lot of good stuff on reality these days. You know, last night I watched Ladies of London, which is the Desperate Housewives of London.
How was that? I still haven't watched last week's.
It's entertaining. It's entertaining. And another new show coming up on Bravo is Close to the Heart with Us. It's about beauty pageants.
Right. Raymond Paiello, I think, is
the director of most of Maryland, New York, I believe, and Illinois. He's the executive producer.
Got some connection with it. I'm not exactly sure.
He's the creator.
Do we have a date when that's coming on?
Let's see,
and it's called Game of Crowns, right?
Game of Crowns. I get that mixed up with Game of Thrones, but I think it starts in 2 weeks. I think it's in 2 weeks from today. It's Bravo.
Great.
So I know, like I just mentioned, the beauty pageants are close to our heart for being involved, like you said, a fan since 75, and we've been gifting for 10 years and judging for the last 3 years. So when we heard about this concept through Raymond.
Great.
Very exciting. I mean, this is a great
concept. It's a great show
to cover.
Unlike this other show that's coming out tonight or tomorrow, Big Schmo or Big
Schmo. Is that starting this week?
Yeah, it's either tonight or tomorrow on either Bravo or A&E.
It's A&E.
Big Schmo. He's some guy from down south in Louisiana or Mississippi who was trying to be a rapper.
Oh.
And I guess all of a sudden he became the rapper now and has just transitioned from being hillbilly down south to being
a rapper.
Rapper in his ascending career or whatever. So
should
be interesting.
There's another show that started last week. I'm watching. It's on tonight. I like this concept. I actually think I created this concept or this idea years ago. It's called, I think it's called 12 Weeks. The concept is by Harvey Levin at TMZ. You take a group of nobodies from wherever USA.
Nobody land.
And the goal is to turn these people, the family, into reality stars over the course of 12 weeks.
Wow.
Not an easy task, but I like the idea.
No, it isn't. Oh, just one second. I want to just put a couple more shout-outs before we run out of time here since we were down to our last 3.5 minutes. You know, we always want more followers and more friends on Facebook. You know, we're big in the social media, so if you haven't had a chance to, go to facebook.com/wildcreations and be a friend, and you can follow us and see what we're doing in our professional life, in our media life, what things we're working on. So we always encourage you to go to Facebook. Also, we're always looking for more Twitter followers. So that it's twitter.com/wowhollywood. So it's a little bit different for Twitter. So we want you to get there. LinkedIn is the same thing. Wow Creations is at LinkedIn. So go to LinkedIn, Flickr, MySpace.com. Just Google MySpace, Wow Creations. You're going to get to our page. Our radio show here, The Tastemakers, every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time at www.latalkradio.com. We're here for you. And if you miss a show, just go to the website and you can get a recap of last week's show and run last week's show again. Watch us tonight on Storage Wars, 8 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. Storage Wars, great episode with the Harris Brothers.
What about some of our upcoming events we're currently
working
on? 2 weeks from Friday, we're partnering with BET.
That's right, BET Experience.
BET Experience here, I believe it's at the Convention Center.
In downtown Los Angeles.
Downtown Los Angeles, it's a 2-day event. I think
space still. Oh, actually, space
I was just
going to
say, I think we just filled up. So that's coming up in 2 weeks. So that's a great event. And if you participated again in the Bobby Flay event, thank you so much for being involved. A great marketing platform to showcase your brand. So thank you for that. BET coming up in 2 weeks. I'm not quite sure at this point in time if anything else has taken place during the summer, but then we have our annual
Our AMI event is August,
right.
Yeah.
Which is still the summer.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. April 16th, I believe, on Rodeo Drive. It's our annual
space lifestyle. Still available.
Oh, do we still have space available?
Yeah, there's still space available. That's in right.
And I know we've been talking to a couple brands the last couple of days with potential interest, and it's a fantastic marketing platform. If you've never been involved with this avenue of brand management, marketing, advertising, exposure, and you're thinking about it, it's a great opportunity. Like Mark just said, spots are available. We will be on Rodeo Drive, the penthouse of the Lux Hotel.
Overlooking Rodeo Drive,
and
yeah.
The only hotel on
Rodeo
Drive.
Drive,
so
right.
A great way to introduce your brand.
September, we're going to
Edmonton.
We're hosting the official backstage 2-day celebrity gifting suite for the Canadian Country Music Awards
for our fourth year.
Fabulous event. Fabulous celebrities come there. A great way to meet and greet these people. And you're right backstage. You hear all the rehearsals a couple of days before the event, and it's a great vibe and it's a great way to get your brand.
Taylor Swift a couple years ago,
which is great.
Miranda Lambert. Last year was the band Perry. So some big names.
So WOW Creations has a lot going on. Visit our website at www.wowcreationsmedia.com. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, MySpace, Flickr. Watch us on Storage Wars tonight. We're doing an article right now for Fine Lifestyles magazine that will be coming out
soon. We're still trying to finish that thing up, Mark. No time.
Yeah, no time. So lots of stuff going on. We're attending events. We're out in public, going to restaurants. If you see the Harris Brothers in public, come by, say hello. We have no problem signing autographs, taking pictures, and you don't forget about entering the contest to win the Polo Club
VIP table for 8 to 10.
Send an email to wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com,
and hopefully you win.
Thanks so much for watching or listening to us, kids, and we'll see you next week. Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.